With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There was a funeral for a New York City police officer today.
At a mosque in the Bronx, mourners honored the NYPD officer killed in the attack at the NFL headquarters building. In a statement read from Officer Dieter al-Islam's wife, she said, "To the family, he was our world. To the NYPD, a proud officer." New York Governor Kathy Hochul says Islam saved lives.
He was out front. Others may be live today because he was the barrier.
Islam was working a department-approved private security detail in uniform when he was shot.
Correspondent Ed Donahue reporting. President Trump's tariffs are kicking in. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says nations will soon find out their tariff fate.
The trade team has been working around the clock to try to be in correspondence with as many countries as possible. But if they haven't heard from us yet, they will in the form of a letter or an executive order by midnight tonight.
For those countries without an agreement, they could face duties of as much as 50%, including on large economies such as Brazil, Canada, Taiwan, and India. The White House says President Trump has sent Special Envoy Steve Witkoff to the Middle East to save lives and end the humanitarian crisis there. Witkoff arrived in Israel on Thursday to address the worsening crisis in Gaza. Witkoff and U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee plan to inspect food distribution in Gaza on Friday. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 330 points. The Nasdaq dropped 7. The S&P 500 lower by 23. And oil at $69.36 a barrel. This is SRN News. The Federal Trade Commission wants your help, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The agency is investigating allegations that providers of sex change operations for children broke the law by failing to warn their customers about the risks. And so the FTC is soliciting input from the public. Anyone who has a story about a sex change operation they regret can log into FTC.gov and answer some questions. President Trump has vowed to limit the LGBT agenda wherever he can and roll back the promotion of transgenderism in the government and elsewhere. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
While religion remains an important part of life in the United States, things are much different for our neighbors to the north. The rate of regular church attendance in Canada is far lower than it is in the U.S., and evangelical Christians have nowhere near the political clout in Canada that they have south of the border. This is SRN News. Healthcare stocks led losses on Wall Street.
Stocks gave up early gains and closed lower on Wall Street, led by drops in healthcare companies. The S&P 500 fell 0.4% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 330 points. It's about 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped less than 0.1%. Healthcare stocks sank after the White House released letters asking big pharmaceutical companies to cut prices and make other changes in the next 60 days. Seth Sutel, New York.
Long-standing concerns about military helicopters flying in crowded airspace and worries over short staffing among federal aviation workers have emerged as key factors in investigators' inquiry into the fatal mid-air crash between an Army helicopter and a commercial airliner earlier this year. The NTSB is conducting a public inquiry into the January crash. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.